All right, it's me again, your stay-at-home mom. So it's 9:18 here on the East Coast, and Amina and I have been up since 7 together, but I myself been up since 5 o'clock. I like to wake up a little bit earlier than her so I can watch something that's not so children friendly and make me a sandwich that I can eat by myself. Yeah. So right now is breakfast time. I've been trying to feed Amina for the last 2 hours. And what she does is eat a little bit, walk away, come back. And you know what's so amazing is when I'm trying to record her, video record her walking, she stops and cries. Hi. But when I'm not recording her, like now, she wants to walk. Hi. Do you want some pineapples? So, I want to talk about food, baby food. When do you stop feeding them? The Gerber baby food, the jar food, all of that. Whatever brand you decide you want to use, when do you stop feeding them that? Because we're off of the baby food now, but it took us a long time. Maybe up until like 2 weeks ago, we totally gave up baby food. Out the pre-made baby food. And now we're trying to get her on regular table food, and it is a hassle because she don't want most things. She'll try and eat what's on your plate, but she's not eating everything. Like, she'll spit it right back out. So again, her favorite thing is chicken noodles and string beans. She'll eat chicken noodle soup and string beans all day, every day. But I want her to eat breakfast food. So I'm trying to feed her some pineapples. No. You want some pineapples? She say apple. Trying to feed her some pineapples. I tried to give her some oatmeal. She spit that out. Tried to give her a waffle. She don't want that. A pancake. She doesn't want that. She'll take a bite of the pineapple, leave for like 20 minutes, come back to another bite, leave. And just be like, oh, is my baby getting enough food, enough nutrition? So, I don't know. But when it comes to dinner time, if I let her feel she's cooking with me, she'll eat out the pot. You know, because I tell her she's my sous chef. And so she gets to taste everything. So I let her taste the macaroni, taste the mashed potatoes, sweet potatoes, dressing. Whatever it is that I'm cooking, I let her taste it. Except for the meat. She's not a meat eater, really. But I let her taste it. And she'll eat it that way. But then when I put her... I'm talking about you. Then when I put it on a bowl. Wow. Do you want some? There's nothing in your mouth. So now she's pretending to chew on something so she don't have to eat this pineapple that I'm trying to feed her. So anyways, she'll taste the food. She'll taste it endlessly. So sometimes I have to just continuously feed her from the pot to make her eat enough. But once I put it on a plate or in a bowl, she doesn't want it. And she definitely doesn't want it if you feed it to her on a baby spoon. She only want it on adult silverware. No plastic, no rubber. Silverware only. She's a little bougie baby. And then even when it comes down to drinks, she'll drink her milk from a bottle. But her juice, she wants it out of a glass. And she can't even drink it right. She wants you to hold the glass for her. Here you go. Yum, 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 yum. Tummy, tummy, tummy. Yes, she came back for a pineapple. Now she's spitting it out. That's just lovely. So I just want to know, what are other moms and dads or grandparents or just guardians doing? How are you feeding your child? What are you feeding them? When did you stop with the baby food? I have another baby on the way, so I want to know, did it take me too long to introduce the new table food? Is that why she's so picky? So when the new baby come, I was thinking table food is going to be introduced at 6 months. The bottle is going to be taken away roughly around 4 months. And potty training is going to be done by 8 months with the new baby. So that way it will be easier for us to move around, have two babies at a Pampers under two. Two under two. And then the good old dreadful, I gotta go to the bathroom while we're in the movie theaters, will show up because they wanted pop and popcorn and everything else that makes them go to the bathroom. I also want to talk about that popcorn. At what age should a child be given popcorn? I have nieces and nephews. It's from 6 to 11. And, well, actually, from 1 year old to 11 years old. Bye-bye. It's the first time I heard her say bye-bye. I guess we get to share that with the world. Huh? Hi. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. So that's amazing. But she's loving the pineapples right now, which is a great thing. I just got to figure out how much is enough for a little baby. What else should she eat? I don't want to give her bread. I feel bread is not that good for you. Even though I know my daughter loves bread, because we went to go feed the turtles and we was feeding them bread. And she kept eating it. And I was like, oh, she likes bread. Isn't this amazing? So feeding the turtles bread was fun. Feeding my daughter bread was all right. But I don't want her eating bread, because bread is not a great thing to have. Like, it breaks down into a sugar once it enters your body. Let's talk about milk when it comes to giving your baby milk. I know a lot of people are on this health kick where we are no longer drinking cow's milk. And I am one of those people. And I haven't had cow milk in years. Here, big girl. It's okay. Here we go. Shh, it's all right. It's okay. Here you go. Yum, 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 yum. Yum, 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 yum. I think it's actually time for her to take a nap. And I know you're probably like, it's only 9:30. It's only 9:28 here on the East Coast. But Amina likes to wake up and go to sleep 2 hours later. Come on. It's okay. It's all right. It's okay. Mommy can do it. And bye-bye. Now, back to these babas. So, she's drinking Enfamil
AR that reduces frequency spit ups. AR is acid reflux. So we took her to the doctor several times about this, and it's like, oh, it'll pass, it'll pass. So we decided to switch out her milk. We went to from the regular Enfamil to Gentle Ease to AR. AR actually works best. And we don't give her a scoop per 2 ounces. We actually only give her 2 scoops and a 10-ounce bottle. So it's a scoop per 5 ounces for her. I don't know if the milk was just too rich because she was still spinning it up. But once we changed the formula a bit to fit her, it worked very well. Right? Right? Oh, thank you, Mimi. Right. Yeah. So, Amina is no longer spinning up. Took us a couple months to figure it out. But, again, she was breastfed till she was 8 months. She was on both breast milk and Enfamil for the transition period for maybe a month. And then to Enfamil. And during that transitional period, she spit up a lot. And during that beginning stages of Enfamil only, she spit up an entire lot. So, entirely too much. So, right now, what's going on is Amina's got her baba. It's a warm baba. I did put it in the microwave. Sorry. But Amina's drinking her warm baba right now. And she may be asleep within the next 5 minutes or so. So, we're going to go take us a nap. Well, I'm going to let her take her nap. And I'll be back to speak with you momentarily. So, in the meantime, feel free to let me know what foods are you giving your baby? What milk is you giving your baby? My baby will be 1 in a few weeks. And I want to know, what next? Should I give her cow's milk? Or almond milk? Pet milk? Or what? What should I do? Please let me know. Thanks. Bye.